start with you personally, and you really exploited conditions with the two new balls there. Really suited you, I thought, and you bowled exceptionally well.
Yeah, it was nice, you know, to feel like the new balls were probably for the first time this year that the two new balls were in effect, and it was nice to be able to sort of be a bit more attacking, I suppose, and make a few inroads certainly, and you know, it got us off to the start that I suppose we were looking for today.
Compton and Triscothic gone in the power play though, you definitely have taken that at halfway, wouldn't you?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, you know, the one thing we knew about Somerset all along was that they do bat deep, and obviously, you know, their lineup is one that's experienced, and you know, and there's plenty of good players, so we knew it didn't guarantee us anything. But you know, unfortunately for us, Ingram and Trigger put together, you know, a real telling partnership there, and have just taken the game away.
33 for two, Toby. You're obviously in a pretty good, strong position, but as you quite rightly say, is that partnership probably proved to be a match-winning partnership?
Yeah, I mean, you know, with the two new balls, obviously there is a chance to take wickets up front, and thereafter, of course, the ball does do a little bit less, and they certainly managed to sort of play this sort of calculated risk well, and you know, execute, you know, the boundary shots when required, and yeah, they've timed their innings pretty much to perfection.
It seems first 15 overs of both innings, both sides struggled.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, you know, it looked like both sides did bowl well up front and made it tough. I mean, certainly our openers, you know, did well to get through it, and we were more than happy to have not lost any wickets during that period. So yeah, it was tough with the newer ball, and you know, it was a little bit sort of green out there and had a little bit more moisture in it than maybe we thought. So
255. Do you feel that was par or under par?
To be honest, we don't think we were too far off. You know, the one thing is, you know, when chasing, obviously, you know, you know your target, and it's easier to sort of bat according. So, you know, we sort of had 260 as a decent target, you know, certainly going out there to defend it. And like I said, they've managed to sort of take advantage of the short side well, and managed to execute their boundary shots when they're needed.
You now go to Sussex tomorrow, and then another long trip for you guys as well, Durham. So it's two long trips, we're saying, because they're about 3 days.
Yeah. There's a bit of travelling. I mean, you know, most of the games are pretty sort of sparse during this period. But yeah, we found ourselves in the middle of this. So certainly, you know, it'll make it a lot better if we go there and win both games.
Are you enjoying the 50 overs as opposed to 40 overs?
Certainly, yeah. I think, you know, particularly with two new balls and you know, the length of game, I think it, you know, gives you more opportunity to you know, bowl and be aggressive, certainly. And you know, I think we've had a couple of great games here, so it seems to be working. And I think it can only benefit the game if we're emulating what they're doing at international level as well.
Were you surprised with sort of the 40 over competition, because it used to be 50 over and then it went to 40 over? I mean, were you surprised when they made that change, and were you pleased when they announced it was going to come back to 50 over?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose the only thing is you know, with scheduling as it is at the moment, that, you know, it can obviously be tough to find, you know, the required breaks, and for guys who want to be playing every format, obviously 50 overs only adds to sort of, you know, the already tough schedule. But at the same time, you know, for the guys that want to be making steps up to international cricket, I think it's important to be sort of as ready as possible, and playing 50 over cricket's the way to do that.
I mean, just on international cricket, Finney might not have got a game, so have you heard if he's able to come back and you guys, or...
I'm not entirely sure, if I'm honest, if it's public knowledge what he's doing, so I'd better steer clear and just bite my tongue.